Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio, we got Bill the producer, also Mark. From Eminem, from back in the day, is in the studio with me. He just relocated back to Florida and is going to join us in the Turks and Caicos for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. So I said, come on over to the studio. Let's have a little pre-cruise party.
Yeah, man.
And make fun of the fact that Bill isn't going to be there.
Is he the real Slim Shady?
I believe so.
Okay. Could be.
Yeah.
Never seen us in the same place, have you?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Had not thought of that.
Now, via the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy from Mount Divers in Virginia, and also Phil Narcosis, who's in West Palm Beach. And then we've connected across the pond with Roz from the UK. So we have a nice group of folks on board. And if things go as planned, we're going to connect with the Dive God, who's down in South Florida today as well.
Nice.
And went back. He did a coral spawn last night.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Did he spawn with the coral? Because I'm really not going to put that past Neil Watson.
Well, that's what we're going to find out.
Okay.
Hopefully. It depends on whether he picks up his phone. He might still be sleeping in. You hear what I'm saying?
I understand.
Depends on how well last night went, I guess.
Uh-huh.
All right. So we got that to look forward to. But
yes.
We're talking a little bit about what where Phil has been lately. And that was the Red Sea. And we've kind of covered that base fairly well. But, Phil, you were just out in California doing some diving as well. Am I right?
I was there. And I froze my tushy. Let's put it that way.
All right. So you were doing some diving. Where exactly in California?
Yeah. The marinas were the one marina was out of Ventura, California, which is, you know, north of Los Angeles, and also Santa Barbara, which is just a beautiful, beautiful marine. They have a marina there and a beautiful town that Santa Barbara just really,
yeah.
really took my breath away. Just
well,
a quality community there.
It's where Oprah lives.
Yeah, I mean, that's right.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know, live in Los Angeles to see the big time there. So yeah, I did some liveaboards there, some 3-day, 2-night liveaboards,
mm-hmm.
private outfits. And you go out, you know, 4 hours off the coast to what they call the Channel Islands in the Santa Barbara Channel.
Right.
And they were jumping for joy because it was 61 degrees, where it's usually in the 50s.
Hmm.
And the one day it was about 35 to 40 degree viz, which they were like, it was like the jackpot. For us in Florida, that's a bad day. Then the
yeah.
rest of the days were 15 to 20 feet. That was the norm.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, the kelp, you guys that would be watching my video on the Phil Narcosis channel on YouTube of the beautiful kelp forest, other than the fact that my GoPro selfie stick broke and my GoPro 4 is somewhere in a kelp forest. And, you know, you never like that, but when that happens, but when it happened and I got on the boat and I realized, well, you know what? I'm alive. So how bad could it be? Like, you know.
Yeah. Well, what were you doing exactly where you broke your selfie stick? Were you diving with like Roz or something?
And yeah, no. The retractor.
Yeah.
It was a Mickey Mouse selfie stick. You know, it's the lesson here, guys, it's expensive to be cheap. So I bought like a $12 selfie stick from Amazon that I made into a scuba selfie stick and the, you know, the where the ring meets the retractor,
yeah.
The ring, the little hole, obviously it broke and it fell off my retractor. And besides that, it was great. The kelp forests are great. I was really worried about getting tangled up in them.
All right, well, hold on. I want to back up because the selfie stick thing has my attention.
I'm trying to forget it. I'm trying to put it out.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the selfie stick that failed. It was the little ring that was connected to it.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so you had it attached to your BC, and that ring was just a cheap little ring that it came with.
Well, actually, no, the ring was good. It was the hole in the selfie stick that was not reinforced enough. It was definitely a selfie stick.
Okay, so just cheap plastic on the
Cheap plastic, and I feel, you know, I don't know.
I don't really rely on that stuff. If I'm taking a GoPro down with me, you know, I see a lot of divers do that where they attach, you know, their GoPro to their BC and just put it on a chain or something, or with a carabiner or something. I hold it in my hand. I mean, it's my camera. And if it was on a selfie stick, I do the same thing. I don't jump in the water or come back to the surface and just clip it to my BC and forget about it till I get back on the boat. I think it's that's bad form for a camera, you know?
Yeah, so, modified. I've just put the GoPro. You know, I have a backup GoPro, and now I have it on a retractor where I'm just doing I just hold it in my hand now. I'm done with selfie sticks.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess the question I have is, what are you taking video of when you're underwater? Are you taking video of what you're seeing, or are you taking video of yourself? Because that's what the selfie stick is for.
Oh, scuba selfies are so allowed. I mean, it's just part of the fun.
I'm asking if that's what you're doing, because I was curious as to how self-absorbed you were. So now that we have established that.
No, wait. Selfie sticks have multiple uses.
I asked what he used it for, and he told me.
Well, but I didn't finish. There's some like schools of fish you can stick. You can stick the selfie
cool
stick
stuff.
In there.
Yeah.
That's really cool stuff. And
that you can do with the selfie stick that you can't do with yourself.
And you
can't
see that on the Red Sea. Yeah, the Red Sea video has some of that. And that's all cool. But
here's the thing. With a selfie stick, I have found that they're very handy if you want to get up close and personal, say, with an eel or a little more intimidating critter.
Well, this is why I asked what he used the selfie stick
for. All of the above. You know what? It's interesting. Even today, I was diving in the Palm Beach Inlet, and the eels are very curious about the camera on the stick. They think it's food. They'll come up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And be curious if there's a meal involved.
I'm kind of like that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have very rarely bitten a camera, but I'm always curious as to whether or not there's food on that stick.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
So
back to California.
Well, wait, no, hold on. I'm very interested in another.
Love this. Okay.
I do, because I actually have three selfie sticks.
What a surprise. I am astonished.
Enough. And when I heard that you had lost your selfie stick, I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I not thinking about? But I understand what you're saying about the design. I think I'm okay handling that issue with how I deal with myself, how I hold my selfie stick. And yes, I did say that.
Just
out loud.
Beware, you know.
But look, not only can you get close to the critters, but you can also use the selfie stick during lobster season as a tickler. And don't get me started on when you take your selfie stick into the bedroom after the day of diving. That's a whole nother show. that we haven't started yet, but we are going to have a subscription based, anyway.
I'm looking through my logbook here. It says here, I slept on the third dive. I was so tired. One of the boats only had air, no nitrox.
Yeah.
And boy, what a difference. Like I haven't dove on air in years. And what a difference, man. When you dive air and you're even 30, even 40, 50 feet, which is what these were.
Yeah.
It's still a huge difference.
You feel it, huh? You know, they say that's a mental thing, though. You know, Phil, right?
I don't know. No, I think an ounce of experience is worth more than a ton of theories, and I experienced fatigue.
Yeah.
I also saw in this dive here, it says a horn shark, H-O-R-N. Do you guys, you ever see a horn shark? Mm. It's sleeping. It's like a spotted, looks like a spotted, it looks like a spotted nurse shark. Really cute.
Yeah, they're kind of I don't know, a tiger looking.
Yes, but you know, very peaceful, and that they're not.
Do you think it was sleeping because it was diving on air too?
Yeah,
it was tired. Its tissues were worn out from absorbing too much nitrogen.
Apparently, it's a species of bullhead shark. I wouldn't have thought that.
Is it real? That's right.
That sounds like bull shark to me. But all right, Raj, you guys have horny sharks in your neck of the woods, don't you?
Horny
don't you?
Sharks.
Isn't that what they are called in that over there? Don't they have those type of sharks? Those spotted tiger-looking nurse sharks, or no?
We've got basking sharks.
Basking sharks. No, that's not even close. You're not paying attention. What's wrong with you, Roz? No. I don't know, but you know what I'm...
The horned shark is endemic to the coastal waters off the western coast of North America, which is where England is not.
Okay, well, I thought... but there are... I think
wow.
they have...
Wow, fish ID. You took
the
fish
ID
course,
they have those. Yeah. They have so these smart. In Australia, I know, because I've seen them when I went there. So there, in your face. And I'm going to take a selfie stick and whack you with it if you try to...
Prove you wrong by demonstrating using
exactly.
facts.
Okay. One more extra use of your selfie stick you didn't think you had.
I'm tired. Get me some air.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive. So, what made you finally decide to sell?
Moving to the Cayman Islands.
Oh, that'll be a change from Seattle.
Gee, you think?
Yeah, they have great scuba diving down there. You scuba?
Do I look like I scuba? I'm lucky I don't need a tank to breathe on land.
How I wish, you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl. Year after year.
Did you see that Cobalt Coast and Grand Cayman has separated with Dive Tech? So Ari and the gang and Nancy and Jay from Dive Tech, they're moving to a different location. You know, it's been a few years since we've been over there, and I just saw that news this week that they're building a new location for Dive Tech in Grand Cayman. So make those plans. Both locations awesome, for sure, but obviously they're expanding there on the Big Island and the Cayman Islands. All right, so Bill has looked it up and proved me correct, I believe, that the horned shark or a similar species of shark is there in the waters of Australia?
What I found out is that there is not a horned shark, but there is a similar species called the crested bullhead shark.
Yes.
And the horned shark is a bullhead shark, as I mentioned in...
Well, it has a bullhead as opposed to a horn.
All right, so the species is a crested bullhead shark, and they are native to the eastern coast of Australia.
Okay, what I heard is that I was proven correct, so we'll leave it at that. And that works for me. That works for you, too, Roz, right? You'll go with that. And Jerry and
all
Phil.
I know is I yep. saw it off the coast of California in the Channel Islands. That's all I know.
Yeah. You saw a horned shark. You did not see the crested bullhead shark because that's right. in Australia, mate.
Mm-hmm. But they're fairly benign type shark species, like a nurse shark.
They are benign. Yeah. They are considered benign.
But they're cool looking Beautiful. For sure.
Very cool looking.
And diving through the kelp forest there off the Channel Islands in Santa Barbara, you would give it, what, two fins up or?
Two fins up. But, yeah. you know, it's I don't feel like I want to go back like other places we've been. You want to go back? I just feel like I've checked it off the box. I'm not.
It was good diving. I liked it. I'd give that two fins up. I loved the diving. It was great diving, and I will never ever return. I want to keep in my mind that beautiful dive, and I do not want to muddy it with other dives of a similar nature.
How about a ball?
Ever again, so long as I live. So help me God.
He gave it two fins. Can I get an amen? He lost his GoPro.
Yeah. He just lost his GoPro. That's why.
I lost my GoPro. Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, when you're doing that type of dive for a Florida warm water wuss like Phil Narcosis and myself, the problem with this type of diving is that it's friggin' cold.
Well, now,
way cold.
Yeah. This is the problem with you two guys. Let's take a real man like Mark. Mark's out there living in California. How long were you in California?
9 years.
Nine years. Now, I mean, 9 years, he's out there West Coast. He's living the life, and you dove how many times? Over the course of 9 years, just to ballpark it, just rough estimate.
Represent, Mark.
None.
Zero.
Zero.
You were afraid of the water.
You asked me why I moved back, Bill.
Wow.
Okay, then.
East Coast.
All right, so you have one fewer experiences with the West Coast.
Almost the same experience,
and, well, here's how you get around this problem, and this is what we did with our buddy Bob Evans a couple years ago when I did some diving.
That may be why he's insane.
Around the Long Beach Dive Show. You know, actually, Forest Fens, where Bob is located, is in Santa Barbara, and he goes out to Channel Islands, but he took us down off of Redondo Beach to dive the kelp right there. I'll do a little... we were actually going off the Body Glove boat with Bob Maestro and his family.
Right.
And that was a great experience, but it was cold, and I was really worried. But I had this one of these heated rash guards that I wore under a 3 mil wetsuit. And this basically is like for your entire diving, having someone urinate over you. So you're warm the entire dive. And I'm like, hey, I have found a solution to do these cold water dives. And I was actually very comfortable for the entire dive. Now,
if he makes sure that you're doing a lot of drinking while you're in Turks and Caicos, and he tells you it's just to make sure you're hydrated, it's actually so you can pee on him during the dive, Mark.
I'm all set. I'm writing this down. Taking notes, Greg.
Yeah. I would take notes.
There you go.
For sure. There's a manual, actually, that you need to check off that you've read. But, the charge on these things will last a good 30 minutes to an hour. So you get to, get two 30-minute dives.
I'm sorry. It's hard to hear you over Roz shaking her head in disgust.
Roz, have you ever used one of those
back and forth and back
heated
and forth
rash guard things under your wetsuits?
Children, she says.
Or is that too girly for you? Or for me?
No, I haven't. But I do know that you have got to be very careful diving heated devices, because it's all well putting one on and diving it at the start of a dive. But if it does fail, basically you're quite warm at the start of a dive and you've on-gassed really efficiently. And if it fails, you're not going to off-gas as efficiently as you'd like.
Oh, that could be dangerous, huh?
Well, I don't
know. Think of that.
Well, here's the thing.
Think of that.
If it fails, you're going to get the hell out of the water quickly. Trust me. That's not going to be an issue because you will.
Yes, but you still got to off gas, Greg.
You still got to. Well, of course.
Assuming you're not doing a deco dive, it probably won't matter. But But it's still a potential. It could lead to a problem. I mean,
it could lead to a problem. So the way that you need to dive these is to either have it on a very, very low setting.
You got to do the low setting or you drain the battery.
Yeah.
You switch it on towards the end of your dive.
Right.
So that is when you're going to need to be warmed. And then it means that you on gas not so efficiently and you off gas more efficiently. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so you have got to dive heated devices in a thoughtful manner.
Or you drink a lot of liquids before your dive and
just pee. Well.
It's all fun and games until somebody gets electrocuted, Greg.
Yeah, well, you would think electricity and diving don't mix, but they've found a way around this.
This is what's remarkable.
What's
because
that?
I was imagining Roz just shaking her head in disgust hearing your story about having to use the heated rash guard. And I could picture it. I could picture it vividly. But then the whole time that Roz is talking logic and reason in that measured English accent of hers, Greg's just saying, yeah, screw it. I'm going to wear it. Screw it. I'm going to wear it.
Yep.
Screw it. I'm going to wear it.
Yep.
Just like, you know what they call those people? Americans. You're American.
No, I'd rather be warm and
dead. She's rational. She's rational and reasonable and thinking through the process. And you're like, screw it. Got to stay warm. Screw it. Got to stay warm. Screw it. Screw science.
Well,
I don't believe in science.
Here's the deal. The science part that she's talking about is an issue. But as Phil pointed out, if you're not doing really extreme diving, you're pretty far outside the envelope of, of creating a
problem. That's how science works. That's how science works. Only if you think it'll be a problem.
No, that's not true. That's not science. That's that's rumor and innuendo. That's what I'm going to go with for now.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we got the Dive God on the phone. He just got back from the Florida Keys and going on a coral spawn dive, and that's where you go and you watch coral have sex, kind of like underwater voyeur or something. Is that how it goes, Neil, or what? What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a coral peeping Tom, you know.
All right, and this happens.
Actually, it's a really cool, amazing experience. I mean, unfortunately, it's a crapshoot. You got it. It's like the sixth or eighth day after a full moon in August and September, and it can be like one of the three nights. And we didn't hit it last night, so it's probably going to be tonight because it wasn't Thursday, it wasn't Friday. But it was still an amazing trip. I mean, we had such a good time. It was, you know, we went out with Captain Slate, and I had Fraser Nivens out on the boat. You know, he's an Emmy award winning underwater photographer. Worked at my resorts for years.
Well,
good.
Being that the coral didn't perform, did you guys or what?
I don't
know. Well, you know, I got a little worked up down there watching. It was. Actually, it's pretty cool. You get on the coral head with.
Do you have to rub it or anything?
Do what? No,
do you rub it? Do you rub it to try to make something happen?
It starts kind of expanding and changing colors. And
are there any pills you can give it? Is there anything you can do?
Blue colored reef?
I was confused because I thought I misunderstood the anatomy because you said it was a crapshoot, and I really thought you were going for something a little bit different, kind of money shot kind of wise.
We don't want to go there. But it is quite an experience. It happens, what, once or twice a year, something like that, Neil? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I think it happens twice a year.
I may have been married to coral once.
All right, well, hold on. We got more with the Dive God. We'll see what else he's been up to and then talk to Ross from the UK, Jared the Diver Guy, Mark here in the studio, and the entire crew. Next, stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Naked Scuba Boy on display last night at the Coral Spawn Lookout there in the Keys, or no?
Maybe.
Maybe? You could have seen him, possibly. Yeah, just don't tell
me. Possible.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I tell you what, it was one of those magical nights. I mean, the sea was like a sheet of glass. It was like my pool. And the water, you hit the water, and it was like 85 degrees, 86 degrees. Didn't even use a wetsuit, so... You know, even without seeing the coral spawn, it was just a great night dive.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sure.
It's on a pretty reef anyhow, so, you know, I love night dives. Just
a pretty reef,
so cool
a pretty full moon, because, I mean, it's still mostly full.
Was it a full moon?
Right, it's after the full moon.
Like 6 days after the full moon. On the way back in, the moon started coming
yeah.
up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
those three people who he was diving with, that's what he's referring to, yeah.
Although those moons, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was a good time for sure with Captain Slade, Dive God, Frazier, the whole crew down there in the Florida Keys. I can only imagine how much fun you had. But you just didn't see the coral spawn. It could happen tonight.
Didn't see this coral spawn, but it's on the bucket list for next year.
Yeah.
I can't make it tonight. I would if I could, but I had plans. But, it's something people should put on their list. I mean, it's a really cool experience. And like I say, even if you don't see the coral spawn, it's a two-tank dive. You have the option of two tanks. You go out kind of early. And the spot, I don't know how they get this figured out down to, I mean, it's between 11 and 12 o'clock. It can be 5 minutes after 11 or 20 minutes after 11 at night and consistently. So, you get out, on the site about 8:30. You can do a single tank dive, you know, on the reef and just kind of hang out, come back. I mean, we just sat up on the boat and told lives and great story. It was like so much fun. And then about 10:30, you go down and, hang out for the period that the coral spawn occurs, if it's going to occur.
Yeah.
And, if it doesn't, it's still just a great evening. You know,
sure. Sure. Fun. But, you know, if you're lucky, they
and
get their
course,
freak
went,
on
went
and you get to watch.
Went back to the Guy Harvey Outpost. Resort, the Islander, you know, at Isla Mirada, where I was staying that night, and that's a great place to hang to when you're
well, we hope to come down there here in a couple weeks. They got this thing called Reef Fest going on that's going to benefit reef.org, and I know the Scuba Cowboy is going to be down there playing. We're going to try to see if we can work out doing a show down there, and who knows, maybe we'll do a night dive too if it works out, so we'll see how that unfolds.
I will be there. Marty Snyderman, I think, is going to be down there. Peter Hughes is talking about going down. There's going to be some really, really cool talent down there, and it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
You better make it down there.
I won't
be upset if you're not.
Well, I appreciate that, Neil, and we'll see if we can make that happen for sure. And always a pleasure to catch up, my friend. I'm sorry you missed the Coral Spawn, get their freak on, but there's always next time, right?
Well, I saw the foreplay. I was excited enough.
And that's the stuff we can't talk about on the air. So I better let you go, Neil.
Yeah.
You have a great day. We'll talk to you again, my friend. All right, there you go. The Dive God in South Florida. He missed the coral spawn. Is that something that's on your diving list there, Bill, or what?
No. You know what? There is no fish or other sea animal, body cells or excrement or anything that I need to swim amongst.
Well, here, let me tell you a story.
On my list.
I have experienced this.
I'm not surprised.
I got a great little tidbit. Matter of fact, I believe...
Still picking it coral was, it was spawn in, out of your beard?
It was on one of the Turks and Caicos boats, if I'm mistaken. It was either that one or our Bahamas liveaboard that we did Explorer Adventures with a few years ago. And we had a couple of the Scuba Radio mermaids with us. And it ended up that week they were having a coral spawn. And Roz from the UK, have you seen this, by the way, as well or no?
I'd love to. I've dived with night dive with UV light. I'd love to dive coral spawn in UV light.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I mean, that's one thing to do a night dive, but at this particular site, the coral were spawning, or the barrel sponges were spawning, and they call them smokers.
Right. Because now, I've seen that.
You've seen that.
I've seen a smoker.
That's basically a coral spawn. And what
Except
happened?
Except for that, it's a sponge.
What? Well, it's the same. It's a sponge, which isn't that part of the coral family, kind of, isn't it? It's not at all. No. It counts,
okay,
because it's the same thing. It's the spawn of the.
Yeah, I've seen a smoker. I have seen a smoker, and I think it was in the Turks and Caicos. But I saw one.
Well, maybe you were on that trip, and we had the mermaids with us, and I was like, "Hey, look at that!" And one of them took their hand and put their hand. They had no idea what it was, and then when we got on the boat, I said, "That was the spawn of the." Of the sponge. She's like, oh, gross! And I'm like, it's all over you now. And she was like, really kind of, I don't know, offended, shocked, felt a little awkward, maybe. I don't know. But I don't know. Would you, swimming around in a coral spawn, would you feel like, oh my gosh, these are kind of like the little sex babies of coral all around the underwater? Would it make you a little uncomfortable? Jerry the Diver Guy, this sounds like a question for you, my friend. Have you done that? Do you want to do that? Would you feel dirty after you did?
I have not done that, and yeah. I probably would feel dirty. It'd probably make you feel like you're in a porno movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It'd be kind of like an underwater porno thing, maybe. I don't know. It's you're swimming around in all that stuff all the time when you're diving. You just don't realize it. You kind of block it out of your mind.
I just want to be clear. What is the purpose of this program again?
Well, I'm just saying. You know, Jean-Michel Cousteau pointed out to me many years ago, he said, you know, when you think about it, all we're
doing is
swimming around in fish pee. You know, that's
don't
all we're
think
doing.
About it.
Yeah, but don't think about it.
Because
that's not really a positive element of diving.
No. No, it's not.
But
no.
But he has a point, you know? You think, Bill?
No, I don't believe he has had a point, and I have never thought he's had a point since the day he fired me.
Oh, that's true.
On a show that he didn't even work on. He fired me.
Bill and Mr. Cousteau have some history, so you have to take his comments with a grain of salt. But there you go.
He fired me on a beach.
Well, what's
Fort Lauderdale by the sea.
Well, at least you were close to water. And
that was nice.
Leave and like, fine, I'm going diving.
Fire the producer.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, he's still here. Well, I can't get rid of him.
Good work.
But anyway, there you go. So, I don't know. Coral spawn is on my list. I would like to mark that one off, even though I kind of feel I've done it because I've seen the barrel sponge smokers. And, I don't know, Phil, have you seen that in West Palm? What about you? Phil Narcosis. Maybe? Yeah? Did we lose Phil? I think we lost Phil. Yeah. So, Roz, you haven't seen a smoker either, I guess. Is that right?
No, I haven't.
No?
The idea of going and diving in amongst coral spawn is fantastic. What a great idea.
Yeah. But you've done those underwater night dives with the...
UV light.
UV light.
Ironically, with Dive Tech out of Cobalt Coast.
And you did.
It's magic. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that news to you that they had split up a little bit there with Dive Tech and Cobalt Coast, or no?
I read the press release.
You saw the press release too. Well, there you go.
They're concentrating on Lighthouse Point, aren't they?
Their yes.
Environmentally award-winning center.
Yeah. Well, and then it opens up, I believe, Dive Tech to some other accommodations for people that want a little bit more variety in where they want to stay. So I think it's probably good for both of them. So it's interesting to see. But, yeah, you can do those night dives in the UV lights or the coral spawn or whatever. I mean, when we go to the Turks and Caicos on this Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, Mark, you know, that is something that the night diving, when you go on a trip like we're going to do in October, is going to be phenomenal. You know this, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I'm going to have to go get a light, though, huh? Got to go shopping tonight.
You got to get a light or, you know, use rent one of the ones they have on the boat. They usually have some nice ones.
Some glow sticks.
Need some glow sticks. You got to be properly prepared and stuff. But that's one of the things on these liveaboard trips. When you go, you can do some night diving. Who knows? Maybe we'll see a smoker. Yeah. I can't remember, though, Bill. Was that Turks or was it the Bahamas? You didn't go on the Bahamas trip, did you?
I have not been on a Bahamas trip with Explorer Ventures. No, I have not.
All right. So it probably was, I think it was Turks and Caicos. Yeah. And, you know, at this time of year in October, we're going at the best time of year to go scuba diving. And, you know, we were talking about this actually on our World of Boating show, how the conditions right now in Florida and in the Caribbean are the best of the year. And it's kind of surprising to a lot of folks because September is actually perfect because for the folks in Florida in particular, all the snowbirds have went back north. The kids are back in school, so vacations have ended. So there's less tourists around. You have the boat, a little bit more space on the dive boat, and the conditions are flat calm. There you go.
You like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Before you jet off to your next exotic dive destination, brush up on your scuba skills with Paddy Reactivate. The all-new Reactivate program is designed to update divers on the fundamental scuba skills and dive principles, giving you the skills you need to jump back in and dive with confidence. Show off your new Paddy replacement certification card and your refreshed skills on your trip when you reactivate. Contact your local Paddy Dive Center, resort, or instructor and get started today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Man, we have a bug.
Bug Hunter. He loves to hunt bugs. He's a diver with an attitude. An underwater thug. With stealth speed and agility, he combs the ocean floor. He's always gonna catch more. Yeah, he's the king of all the lobster slayers, and the word has gotten round. Everyone knows something's gonna die when the bug hunter goes down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, last week we were talking about the lobsters walking down in South Florida after Erica's, or the remnants of that tropical depression, came through South Florida, and my moles have told me that the lobsters definitely are out there, but they haven't come in and started walking in the shallows yet. So we still got them out there in the field, you know, with their radar on to find out if indeed the lobsters are going to start walking, because it could happen anytime. And we will alert you accordingly, usually about a day or two after it's done.
And
we have limited it out ourselves.
I know you have a dive scheduled. I know that you have a liveaboard to go on. I will cover for you on that liveaboard. If your moles have started talking to you, you really need to go and see the dermatologist. That's just something that needs to be taken care of.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Bill.
I'm in for it. I'm available. I'll make myself available for the liveaboard.
Okay. Yeah, we'll file that where
it's not like my daughter won't. Has a sixth birthday.
Is your mic still
every
on?
Year.
Okay. Anyway, Woody from Dominica is on the Skype line with us right now from the Nature Island. And how are you doing, Woody? Because you guys have been through hell and back over the last few weeks, haven't you?
How's it going, Greg? It's nice to hear you guys again. And greetings from Dominica. We took a big hit from Erica last week.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a mess, but we're cleaning up pretty good, you know?
Yes. Well, you know, that's what I've heard. And, you know, we saw the some of the video that they showed up on CNN and Fox and the major news networks here in the U.S. And, first of all, they all said it was Dominica. And I was like, you're not even saying the damn island name right.
Exactly.
It's Dominica. They never get it right. Correct.
I know, they never do.
Yes.
They never do.
But in this case, maybe that was a good thing. Because, you know, what you don't want people to think is that Dominica's down for the count. And they aren't. They, I mean, you obviously you took a hit. And,
well, we're definitely not done for the count. You know, we're cleaning up pretty good. You know, unfortunately, we lost over 31 lives. There's still a couple missing.
Yeah.
So it's a big hit, but we're cleaning up pretty good. You know, we all got to come together for this to make it, you know, all fresh again.
Absolutely.
Don't let anyone deter it. It's going to be open for business. You know, we're still diving. You know, the dive operations are still running. One of the dive operations lost a boat, but, you know, they'll be back up too.
Yeah. Well, so, all that stuff is replaceable.
Just a matter of time.
And one of the things, we've had a lot of requests, and we've posted some stuff up at Facebook on how you can support Dominica as far as like the Dominica Red Cross and that kind of stuff, and help out some of the locals in those needs as far as supplies and stuff like that. However, the biggest thing people can do to help Dominica right now is to plan a trip there in the next couple months.
Right.
I mean, they'll be...
That's right, indeed.
How's the is the airport back open yet, or is that going to take another few days or week or whatever?
Well, the small airport is pretty up and running. The bigger airport is being cleaned up at the moment because it took a big hit as well.
Right.
So hopefully it should be open in another day or two.
Okay. So, yeah, see, they're going to be up and operational here. They had to clear some roads, get the airport runway cleared out so the planes can get in and out safely. And it's going to take them a few days to get that squared away. But once they do, they'll be open for business. And the best way you can do, or best thing you can do.
Plan a trip to Dominica.
Exactly.
Right.
And support the local economy. That's what they need.
Yeah, and so far I've heard there's no damage to the reefs. Everything is still intact.
Excellent.
You know, so just come on down and, you know, and diving with us.
Perfect. Well, that's good to hear, Woody. I'm glad you're safe, and you know, I feel bad for all the people that were hurt, you know, and obviously the people that lost their lives. That's tragic, but it's good to know that you guys are getting back on your feet, and that you know, the divers will still support you every way they can by just coming down there and experience some of the best diving in the world, and that'll never change. So
will never change.
Exactly.
And thanks for reaching out to us, Greg. I really appreciate it. And would just like to encourage all the people out there in scuba radio world that we're good down here. You know, it's going to take a time, you know, some time to clean up, but we're getting there.
Absolutely. All right, Woody. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the update, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Greg. All the best. Have a nice weekend.
There you go. Our buddy Woody from Dominica. And if you just do a little search on Woody Dominica on Facebook, you can connect with him, and he can be your tour guide when you visit the Nature Island.
That's actually where I get all my information on what's going on in Dominica. I've been getting it from Woody's Facebook posts.
Well, there you go. Him and Simon, our good friend, Simon Walsh from the island, trying to keep the dive industry informed accordingly. All right, well, that gives us something to add to the list. don't you think? Bill will have to get back to Dominica, if nothing else, just to support the local economy.
Rat bitch bastard.
Yeah. I mean,
I have not been to Dominica.
Well, I said, I say we, I don't necessarily mean you.
You never mean me.
Yeah, I mean people like Jerry the Diver Guy.
Or Mark, who's back, been back in the state for a half an hour.
Yeah, or yeah, Roz.
Let's go.
Yeah, Roz would go, too. Wouldn't you, Roz? Have you been to Dominica? How about that?
I'd love to. No, I haven't been there.
It sounds, yeah, I'll tell you this much. I haven't been bog snorkeling, but I can guarantee you the diving in Dominica is multitudes better than bog snorkeling in whales.
Likely story.
Yeah.
No, hey, it's the truth. If you can do me a huge favor, make sure you check out Eric Douglas's book, Lionfish, L-Y-I-N, Fish, Lionfish. I'm in it. I couldn't be more excited. I'm in a book, for goodness
Yay!
Sake. As
yes.
a character. A book I didn't write.
Give him a cookie.
We'll give
Greg's
him
in it, too. Check out Lionfish, L-Y-I-N, Fish, All right. at Amazon.
There you go. That'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.